This goes to Scott Kastning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, fix 989-842-1110. And Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax, leave it blank, we'll fill it in, regarding Dawn Smith, date of birth 1-3-1948. Dear Mr. Kastening and Dr. Alkeek, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Smith with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 21st of this year. Recently, her creatinine increased to 1.7, and that was on December 13th of this year. And her Lasix was decreased from daily to 5 days per week. It was 20 milligram daily previously. Now she's taking a 20 milligram tab on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And she's going to have her creatinine level rechecked again on December 27th. And she'll be having a chemical stress test next week also. She did have some falls last month, and her ankle gave out, but she did not incur any fractures. That ankle has been injured in the past, so it does give out at times. She does try to use a walker to ambulate or a cane if she doesn't have the walker available. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She does use oxygen at 2 liters periodically. She's not using it currently. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion, occasionally dyspnea at rest. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without with excellent output. No cloudiness or blood. No current edema. No claudication symptoms. Occasionally, she has orthopnea without PND. Medication list is reviewed. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She's on a low dose of lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. And also I want to highlight Ranexa, 500 milligram twice a day. And the Lasix has been decreased to 5 days out of the week instead of daily, a low dose Lasix of 20 milligram. She's also on her other routine medications. Physical examination, her weight is 206 pounds, pulse 69, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 62. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 13th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.7, which was up from 1.2 a month previously. Sodium 141, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 33, calcium is 9.7. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B chronic kidney disease with increased creatinine level this month. Dr. Alkeek will be rechecking that next week to be sure that the creatinine is stable or slightly lower. 2, diabetic nephropathy with an excellent hemoglobin A1C of 6.3 most recently. And 3, hypertension is well controlled. 4, COPD. The patient will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.